Hi, everybody. So before I get into today's podcast, I would like to give honor and respect to my godfather, Papa Hector. You can find him here as well. You can find him on TikTok. You can find him on Facebook and Instagram. I encourage you to check out his podcast and his videos. He has information that I know will be beneficial to you. So check him out. Okay, let's get into this. I want to talk about chronic pain and spirituality and how sometimes pain can actually be a warning sign, or how pain can be linked to certain abilities. I don't like calling them gifts. I like calling them abilities, because you must work through your ability to build it up. Okay. I have found that many people that suffer from chronic pain, usually chronic pain is a invisible disease. I don't want to say disease, condition. And because if you are not like in a wheelchair or using a cane, or crutches, those type of devices, then many times people will ignore your situation. Okay. Now, people also have different tolerances to pain. What one person can stand, another one cannot. All right. Please understand that. What one person can tolerate, another person may not can tolerate. They just can't do it, okay? When you are in a state of chronic pain, and a lot of the times people that use different medications, sometimes those medications can make you sleepy. Some can make you irritable. It's a whole host of things that can go on concerning chronic pain and trying to manage it. What people don't understand is that being in a state of chronic pain can make you want to basically just be to yourself. Many people, this may not be the case for everyone, but many people do start to feel that way because they don't want people looking at them, or treating them differently. Or feeling very vulnerable, okay? Especially if you have pain in your hips, pain in your back, you might want to go on a walk. You might want to go to a party, but you have to get to said party, okay? So you may not, if you live in a city, you might have to take a train, or you may have to take a bus or something of that nature. And sometimes you don't want to feel vulnerable, especially in this day and time. Also, with chronic pain, I tell people you must be present many times to understand why your family member or girlfriend or boyfriend might not want to be bothered, okay? Because when you are in a state of chronic pain, you sometimes are exhausted. You do not have the energy to climb stairs. You don't have the energy to cook. You don't have the energy. And I don't care what your grandmama did. I don't care what your great grandmama did. You don't know how they coped with that. Okay. And that's going to be another podcast. But many times people still expect for you to do the normal things that other people do with ease, when for you, a little task could become a bigger task. And that person may not move as fast as you. So that's something else to take into consideration. Another thing when it comes to chronic pain, I have realized, and I've talked about this before, and I will continue to speak on this, is weather changes. Weather changes, full moon phases, different things going on in the world can actually affect a person that could have chronic pain or does have chronic pain. I have talked to over 100 people, and those people, out of that 100 people, okay, 70 of those people said to me that they did notice that their pain flares up when the moon is beginning to get full or the moon is full. You definitely will feel this. Many people do. Now, the next thing is weather. I have experienced and have documented when the sun is not out, I used to feel the different levels of pain. I did the scale, and I also made something where I could pay attention to how things were feeling in my body. So one of the things that I notice when the sun is not out for days, my pain will flare up. I can feel it flare up. I can notice my joints might feel a little stiffer, which means I have to take other measures to do things. However, I'm so thankful to Papa Hector because he has an excellent meditation that you should listen to. He knows which one to give you to help you. And it will take time, but it does work, okay? It will work, but you have to give it time. Now, rain. If you have any injuries, I've spoken to people who do, and they tell me that their pain does get exasperated or becomes exasperated when the weather is off. Some people are more sensitive to cold when it gets cold out. And you could be in a warm house, but the changes outside can affect you. And definitely if you go out, it can affect a person. Now, I'm going to kind of touch on this, but spiritual things can cause pain. Okay, sometimes it can be a warning. Sometimes you may be going through a phase on your spiritual journey that you're getting rid of certain energies, and certain energies are trying to hold on. They don't want to let go. They've been there for so long, and guess what? They will give you a hard time when you're trying to release that and get rid of it. All right, so this is again an important, and it is of the importance to have someone that knows what they're doing in the spiritual realm that can help you to release those causes that could be causing you pain. And this is not an overnight thing. It will not happen overnight. Depending on how long you've been dealing with these situations, how consistent you are, I'm here to tell you all of that matters, all right? Moving on. Many empaths, true empaths, will pick up on other people's pain. However, sometimes what also happens, because you are empathic, all right, you're truly empathic, you can find yourself feeling fatigued. You can find yourself being too open and you feeling the judgments of people around you, okay? And despite the mask that people might show you, they could be thinking something totally different, and you pick up on that and your body starts to pick up on that energy that they are giving off. Now, what I have noticed for myself And like I said, everyone is different. When I got on my spiritual journey and I started working with Papa, many things that had been that were buried deep, that I buried deeply, started to come to the surface. And I'm here to tell you that if it wasn't for Papa Hector, I don't know where I would be, because the pain was very great. Had I always been empathic? Yes. But when you are younger, sometimes there you have more energy and more spiritual strength, whether you know it or not, to deal with certain situations. But then when I look back, I can remember times that I had to go to work and I felt tired or I felt worn down, but I was able to, as they say, power through that situation. But as you get older, if you're not taking care of your spiritual body, your spiritual body will start to weaken. And little holes, okay, will develop in that area. It could be your back, it could be your legs, it could be your hips, it could be you start getting migraines. Like I said, everyone is different, all right? Also, if you are already on the journey, I've spoken to some people, and sometimes the spirits, certain spirits like Papa Legba, certain the Indios, for those that are in the ATRs, they can cause you some issue if you're not doing what you need to do. And there are other ones, but I'm just going to mention the two that I know most people are familiar with. However, I want you to understand that everyone needs to be present. The person that is dealing with chronic pain, I have learned to say no. If I don't feel like going somewhere, unless I really have to go, and if I really don't have the energy, I am not going to go and make everyone else's time a bad time because I was dealing with what pain I had that day. I just refuse to do it because it's not fair to the people around me to have to make themselves feel, I'm going to say, make extra accommodations when they probably already would be accommodating me as well. So if I don't feel like it, I'd rather be to myself. Now, everyone has their own coping mechanism to deal with that. So that's that. Now, what I will say is there are times that you don't want to make or allow your chronic pain to make you a prisoner, because that can happen too, but that's a different podcast as well. So you have to definitely manage your chronic pain that in a way that works for you. If it's hot pads, meditations, a bath, but you must be present and understand maybe some things you might have to come up with a way of working it out when going to events, okay? Because a lot of events, they don't have chairs. A lot of bars now, I realized not too long ago, they don't have chairs. They don't like to have chairs around. And if you're out with your friends and there's no chairs and you're not going to pay for a section, well, you're going to be focusing on standing up when your back is killing you or your hips are killing you or your shoulders are killing you and everyone else around you is having a good time. So I tell people that are dealing with chronic pain, do your recon. Do your due diligence. If your friends are saying they're going to X, Y, and Z bar, a lot of times nowadays people have pictures online of how the place looks. Do your due diligence so that can help you to be, I'm going to say, less cumbersome to the people that are around you. Because the thing is with human beings, they can be accommodating at first, but then Papa will teach you, if you decide to take his courses, about the victim energy. Because then people, they have a tendency to, oh, I'll help you, blah, blah, blah. But then, if you're not careful, that victim energy will start to surround you, okay? And then people can start acting kind of nasty or acting kind of funky to you. So do your due diligence when it comes to going to restaurants, when it comes to going to, you know, certain events. Sometimes you might have to take a seat, or you can go on Amazon. And I just recently saw they have what they call a portable seat, where if you have to stand in a line with your friends and family, you can use it. And some people might be like, well, I don't want to feel awkward. Well, here are your choices. Either A, you want to lean up against the wall like I used to do and be in a whole bunch of pain. Or you can say F everybody around you, okay, and manage it that way by using the chair, okay? The same thing with airports. Some people will look at you and be like, oh my God, why do you have to take the golf cart? Maybe I've always taken the golf cart because I don't like walking like that. Okay. But if it's available to you, use it. Don't put yourself through extra pain that you don't have to, and you're about to take a flight. Because we already know people can be nasty and irritable, and all you need to have extra on you is now you're tired, now you're, you know, you're irritable because you tried to walk through this long airport. But it's up to everybody, is unique and different. Okay, there are some people that can walk short distances and they're good, and they might can walk a medium distance, but everybody is different. And some people may say, well, this person is moving around and doing all of this now, but they had to have assistance to do this. Our bodies are unique and amazing things, but also they can have a couple of things thrown in there, okay? Where you might can do something today and can't do it tomorrow. That's sometimes how things are until you work through your chronic pain. Okay. So I'm going to end this part here, but I ask everybody to be present. The person that is dealing with chronic pain, and the people that are family and friends of people who have chronic pain. And just want to add, you know, when you go to help someone that has chronic pain or mobility issues, you know, there is a way of helping people without making them feel like a burden. You know, if you don't want to do something, I always tell people, don't do it. Okay, so I'm going to end it on that. You have a good day, and I'll be having a part 2 to this series.